It was a sunny spring day, and the tree behind my window, full of new short leaves, was peeking inside my bedroom. There's no privacy in this world, I thought with myself. I went for a walk. In the bushes around the corner of the block, I saw my friend Shangul, with her cream-colored shell, which has a dark brown line that spirals seemingly endlessly towards the center of the shell. Shangul is a big fan of chips, and broccoli is her second favorite. I sat down next to her and threw some tiny pieces of paprika-flavored chips on the ground. I watched her for some time, chewing and swallowing the chips. And as I kept looking, I got hypnotized by her tentacles. Oh my, those things are wonders. You probably know that snails have the eyes on the tips of those two tentacles, which are unbelievably flexible and can be moved very smoothly in all directions. Their length constantly changing, being pulled in or pushed out of the heads as they need. After some time, mesmerized and without much introduction, I asked her, "Shangul, tell me, what's the story of these tentacles? Are those your eyes at the end of them?" Shangul, while eating, said, "Yes, they're my eyes. But what was the other thing you just said?" And in between each two of those words, there was the sound of the chips being crunched in her mouth. "Tentacles?" I replied. "Yes, that one. That word is one of your irrelevant inventions. It doesn't even exist in the snail realm. They are called eye necks, which makes a lot of sense if you think about it. Necks, but for your eyes, especially compared to that weird word you just said. Tentacles? Yes, that. And in case you're interested in this, let me tell you that lots of research has been done on eye necks, my friend. How they move and why they look the way they do. And I mean serious peer-reviewed research by world-renowned snail scientists." That day, I spent another hour watching Shangul move her eye necks. And I got determined to ask some snail scientists for detailed explanation of these curious things. As Rumi said, "What you seek is seeking you." And so, over time, I had the honor of meeting and inquiring several snail scientists about snails' eye necks. I have compiled the three most plausible ones, in my humble opinion, which were repeated by different snail scientists. The first explanation I heard from a snail biologist, who looked just like the stereotype of a scientist from the last century, or the one before that. He was an old snail, looking just like Charles Darwin in his old age, except the eyebrows, of course. Long white beard and a bald head. Let me start with the basics. We are very slow creatures, you might say lazy, and we are nearsighted. Moving takes lots of energy from us, right? With our long eye necks, we can move our bodies less. I mean, we can move our eyes instead of moving ourselves. And that takes considerably less amount of energy. Instead of moving close to an object to be able to see it and its details, we move our eyes close to the object. So we can stay in the same place, but still see all the details of everything around us from many different angles. So, in a sense, our eye necks are actually an effective means of saving energy. And thus, the root of it all is our slow lives. The second scientific explanation I heard from a snail sociologist who works on social design and its sociopolitical implications. Long, long time ago, I mean, long time before even the precursors of you contemporary two-legged creatures walked this earth. Snails had short hynix, very, very short. It was just a tiny base on which the eye was placed. Back then, in the snail community, the length of your hynix was seen as a sign of your attraction. The longer the hynix, the more other snails fancied you. It was quite common for a snail who had an hynix longer than the average to have many lovers. And as a side note, you know that snails have always had polyamorous societies. So back then, snails did whatever they could possibly do to make the hynix a little bit longer. Different methods were practiced. Some did pull-ups with their hynix. Some lifted weight with their hynix in prehistoric snail gyms. Some would go in duos and take turns in pulling each other's hynix with their own hynix. They would do routines like A pulls B's hynix for 8 hours, and then they switch roles for 8 hours, and then they go to sleep for 8 days, and then all over again. So training your hynix was a full-time activity. Now, over time, generation after generation, snails' hynix grew longer and longer, and after millions of years, they turned to what you see today: two long, strong, and flexible necks, able to move fast and smoothly in all directions. Therefore, the long hynix of contemporary snails is the result of millions of years of consistent hard work on the part of snails. And the root cause of it all was social desirability, or in other words, fashion. The third reason, I was told by a snail linguist, or more precisely, a social scientist who specializes in languages, but in its broadest sense of the word, which includes nonverbal forms of communication as well. Hynix are a crucial part of our facial expression. When my hynix is long, it signifies my excitement. When it's short, it means I'm calm, bored, or intimidated. In ancient times, hynix were an effective means of communication. Different spiral, vertical, and horizontal movements had their own meaning, and by combining them, snails had managed to create a sophisticated form of communication that went way beyond facial expressions. Through the movements of the hynix, they had created a whole separate language, totally undecipherable to non-snails, a form of non-verbal language called eye language. This language has gone extinct, but I have retraced it over the years and have compiled a visual dictionary detailing all the hynix movements and their meanings. And then she moved her hynix parallel to each other, to the right, then a subtle spiral movement, and then pulled them back into her head. After a few seconds of silence, the hynix came out again. And she asked, "Can you tell me what I just said?" I shrugged my shoulders. I said, in eye language, that eye language is very exclusionary. Thank you.